And as you heard yesterday on the program, in response to the traffic chaos that was at Inch Beach this weekend, incredibly busy weekend, roasting weather, of course, the bank holiday weekend, loads of people around, lots of cars parked everywhere, and people having trouble getting in and getting out, and questions about availability of access for emergency services had something happened. Kerry County Council was told yesterday on this programme by Councillor Michael O'Shea of Fianna Fáil that it needs to acquire land by compulsory purchase order to resolve the issues at Inch Beach. He's saying a CPO is needed to provide more public parking at Inch Beach to avoid the sort of chaos that we had at the weekend. It's been happening repeatedly on busy, warm weather weekends over the last number of years. But is that the answer? Or what way should we be managing not just Inch, but a lot of our very busy, rurally located beaches across the county? With me in line is Anne Landon of the Green Party, representative for the Tralee area, who responded to this and puts his own points across as to what should be done. Anne Landon, good morning to you.
Morning, Terry. Morning to your listeners. No, thanks for having me on.
I know you're not necessarily in favour of the car park idea, because if you have more car parks, you'll just get more cars. But what's your overall view on how we manage, and not just Inch? There's Derry Nan, there's problems there every year as well on busy days. How do we manage our let's say, our beach infrastructure at busy peak periods?
I think it's not going to be one silver bullet. And I mean, it was interesting to listen to Councillor O'Shea yesterday talk about how he believes the issue should be addressed. And you're correct. When you build for cars, you get more cars. We see that trend nationally, that the more infrastructure we build to facilitate private motor transport, the more of it we see. So in the whole thing of inducing demand. But I think that, you know, for Inch particularly, you know, the scenes at the weekend were completely unacceptable, right? So you can't have that many cars sitting in the Castlemaine Harbour special area of conservation on the sand. Myself and my own family, we don't go to Inch because I don't find it a safe place to bring the kids, and we can't be treating our incredible beaches and our beauty spots like this. So I think, you know, it is a matter of providing additional options, and I think one of those could be a high frequency beach bus to serve weekend traffic through the summer, and I believe that's something that could be rolled out pretty much immediately. I do think that additional parking will be needed. There will always be a demand for driving to the beach, but I don't think we can continue this situation whereby we have ever increasing amounts of traffic arriving onto the strand an inch, and it's just not sustainable in the long term. It's not good for people, and it's certainly not good from a safety perspective. We all saw the devastation brought to Castle Gregory with the fire on the dunes. If the emergency services were required to attend a similar incident on Inch, I would seriously question their ability to access, and that's not something that could be sustained.
No, definitely not from that point of view. If you were to run a shuttle bus or a high-frequency beach bus, you'd have to provide parking somewhere. I mean, it's a long way to get to Inch Beach. It's a long way from Castlemaine, relatively speaking, or Ownascoil. Is that what you're talking about? Kind of a shuttle bus from those two, let's say, relatively built-up areas?
I think when you look at the various beaches, right, and obviously I'd be an advocate for increasing public transport options everywhere. Every time we talk about a new bus service, people are typically highly receptive to it, right? So, you know, we recently spoke, you and I spoke about the new Connecting Ireland links that are going to be rolled out. There's the bus that's going to run from Castle Gregory to Tralee to Fianna, which is going to be, you know, every day of the year. It's not specifically a beach bus, but it is in essence going to provide connectivity for those communities and for people to get to those beaches. We should be looking at this for every beach, and specifically the ones like Inch, which have a huge demand. We have to look at where the people are travelling from, right? So typically, folks in Tralee, they kind of use the North Kerry beaches, so they'll go to Banna, Ballyhaig. They might be heading out to Castle Gregory or Derrymore. And then you'd see typically a lot of folks from the Killarney area and South Kerry heading for Inch or Ross Bay. So, you know, sensibly, you would run the beach bus, like I mentioned, Thursday to Monday. You'd run it from Killarney via Milltown and Castlemaine out to Inch. You head into Onascog so that you could connect with the Tralee bus that runs, I think, 10 times a day. You turn back around, you head out. It's about an hour to an hour and 10 of a journey. I've spoken to Local Link only this morning. They've said it's absolutely feasible. It's something they could do very quickly if they were requested to, and all they need is the funding. The buses are there. The drivers are there. They need the money. This could be done far quicker than rolling out more car parking.
Yes, and CPOing land, which could take years, and getting all that done. Would this take a mindset change, though? People like being able to drive to the beach, to have everything that they need, to have all the gear if you forget something, and to be able to, I suppose, leave when they like under their own power. Or is this, you know, not to say, because people will say it, is this the Green Party again telling me I can't drive to my local beach anymore?
I think it's not about telling you not to do something. I think it's about saying, maybe you could try this. This is another way to get to the beach. If you want to get there with no stress, yes, I agree, you know, bringing luggage with you. So you want to bring your chairs, your windbreak or your parasol, whatever you want, a cooler box. I think this opens up new economic opportunities for the area as well. We all know that there's a good restaurant and shop at Inch Beach. There's no reason to think that other businesses wouldn't appear as a result of this. I take my holidays typically in France. We take the ferry over. I was there last year. There's a bus and there's lots of car parking. But there's always a bus. And the buses connect the rail stations to the beach. It's not about saying you can't do this. It's you can do this as well. So if you don't want the stress and the hassle of arriving to Inch and spending an hour trying to park your car, and we can get on to enforcement in a minute, but potentially getting a ticket for parking on the footpath or parking illegally or in a way that is endangering people or preventing the emergency services access. What about taking this bus, which is running, in my view, should be running every hour to every 45 minutes. So it's not about you get there in the morning and you can't get home till evening. That wouldn't work, particularly for people travelling with younger children.
Yeah.
You need to have it at a frequency level that makes it not in direct competition with the private car, because there will always be a place for the private car, particularly in more regional and rural areas, and especially when it comes to beach access. But providing an additional, it's not an alternative necessarily, it is an additional service to provide access to the beach.
And because to reduce the numbers of people who have to take the car to the beach.
Yeah, and we have a lot of people, let's not forget as well, right? We have a lot of people in our county that do not have a car. So they don't have access to these beaches. They don't have access to our mountain parks, like the Killarney National Park and that, because there isn't a bus to get them there. So let's see how we can make this more inclusive, access for everyone. Let's get everyone to the beach, but let's do it safely, and let's do it in a way that provides economic potential for the area.
Let me put this point to you. The council responded yesterday to the call. They're saying, look, at the weekend, there was 5 members of staff assigned to assist with parking on the beach. 2 enforcement officers were also assigned to Inch, and they implemented traffic control measures, including informing people of tide times, ensuring vehicles did not impede access or exit at the beach, ensuring vehicles that got stuck on the beach were removed, and issued a number of fines under the beach bylaws. Variable messaging signs are in place to advise beach users of tide times, which is a particular problem at Inch. And on Sunday, staff closed the beach to vehicular access at 2:50 p.m. due to the high tide. And that's the action they took. So that's the enforcement side of things from the council's point of view. Now, there was no Gardaí, we understand, at the top of the road. Maybe council staff had to move up to try and help manage that situation. But is enforcement an answer here for people who throw the car anywhere on the side of the road just to get down to the beach and to hell with anyone coming after them?
I think there is an enforcement issue here, right? And there is a requirement for the guards to be present, right? I think, like, we have a roads policing division based out of Castle Island. There should have been a car going up and down that, or guards on the beach going up and down. I mean, like, you and I both saw the drone video that was shot of the area. You had cars strewn all along the footpaths. There was definitely no way that the emergency services would have accessed along the main road. Perhaps there was the council staff were keeping the access way clear onto the beach, but if you can't get to the access point in the first place, that's another problem. Enforcement absolutely plays a part in this, but it's about providing the alternative or an additional way to get there. And if you can do that, and you can do it in a way that makes sense for people, I mean, we should be looking at this for the August bank holiday, right? We're in June now.
Yeah.
Like, if you think about the number of staff that the council had on the ground, what's the monetary cost of having that many people to manage private vehicles, when in reality, you know, for a plethora of reasons, we should be looking to displace the private car, especially for locations like this, which simply cannot take the number of vehicles.
Yeah.
So what's the cost of that, and what would the cost be comparatively with putting on a local link beach bus from South Kerry area, from Killarney, connecting onto Inch, and out on Enniscollet connected to the Tralee bus? Like, what's the cost of that?
Would it make
and
more
can
sense?
We look at that for
would it be
August?
Better value for money? Okay. Speaking of costs,
exactly,
an application has came from the council as well for project development measures under the Outdoor Recreation Infrastructure Scheme. That was submitted to the department, and it was successful. Kerry County Council got €50,000 for the development of Inch Beach's master plan. Consultants been engaged, fair development options in each of the following areas. So mobility, traffic management and parking strategy, pedestrian access and accessibility for all, facilities in the public realm and alternative parking will be examined as part of the master plan. Is it your call that buses should be planned for as part of the master plan?
Priority number one in that master plan should be to develop an adequate and safe bus stop on either side of the road to facilitate the beach bus I'm speaking about. In the immediate term, that can be a temporary cardboard sign at the side of the road at an area with some temporary measures put in place to make people safe when they're getting on and off the bus. In the medium to long term, that should be a physical hard measure, infrastructure built, including a pedestrian crossing, to provide that alternative. If we keep building car parks, we're going to get more cars and you're not going to see any change. So we're going to end up still talking about this in 5 years' time with nothing having had an impact. So I think it's absolutely valid that the council goes into this with a good, strong plan. I think it's valid that they spend the money on the plan, but we need an immediate measure today.
Yeah.
And I'm not waiting
for a master plan in a year's time.
We need the August bank holiday treated as a pilot for a high frequency bus service from Killarney to Milltown to Castlemaine to Inch, turning in on a skull and back out, and doing that at a minimum every hour so that people are provided with a real alternative. And it has to be a bus of a size that can take the windbreaker and the bits and pieces that you want to bring to the beach, so there has to be space for luggage too. And if we can do that and we prove that works, then why not go to tender for that every year? And if the model really genuinely works, put that on for every bus or every beach that requires this level of car parking as it is perceived today, and provide a genuine additional service to get people from their houses, from their towns and villages and out to the beach,
okay,
so everyone can enjoy.
Let me put this final point to you. It comes in from a listener. The real issue here regarding parking in the beach is there are people who park just as you get onto the beach and block both sides. They're making it an obstacle. It's a real nightmare to get down to the beach or get down the beach. This is every year. Total disregard and damn cheeky. There's plenty of parking on the beach if the selfish ones stop blocking the entrance and exit to this beautiful beach. What's your response to that idea? I notice people who are not in favour in general of parking on the beach.
We need to stop parking on the beach. End of story. Right? Now, we know that that's not going to stop anytime soon. I think we need to be looking at so if you're talking about the master plan, we need a long-term strategy to stop the parking on the beach. That needs to happen. It's going to be unpopular, but we need to stop parking on our beaches. This is a special area of conservation and it's a blue flag beach. So we need to be treating the beach as a safe place for kids to play, and it's not safe if there's cars driving up and down it. It's not environmentally friendly to be putting vehicles on the beach, and it's not safe for the cars because that tide comes in very quickly, and every year we see someone's car submerged in the sea. So I think, yes, I agree with that listener. The access to the beach needs to be kept clear. That's an enforcement issue. Some of that can be treated with physical hard measures so that it's impossible to park your car there without genuinely blocking the entrance to the beach, and the guards have a part to play, as do the council staff. But we need to stop parking on that beach, and we need to provide a genuinely alternative way to displace some of that motor traffic that provides additional economic opportunities for the service providers already on the beach,
okay,
and potentially new ones that could open
and
up.
And a listener gets in touch describing themselves as a semi-local and regular beach goer to Inch, says the idea of running a shuttle bus is ludicrous. We have a good road to the graveyard nearby. Why not acquire the land at the end of this road and continue it for a few hundred yards to the beach away from the sand dunes and set up a car park there where the ground is flat?
No problem with that at all. I think additional car parking is needed. That demand is proven. I think this is not about an individual measure to solve this rather large problem. It is about multiple measures to solve this problem. So I'm not saying you shouldn't drive to the beach. I'm saying we need to provide people with an alternative so that if they choose and if it is feasible for them, they can get to the beach through another means, and that is a bus. Not a shuttle bus running from a car park to the beach where you have to drive to the to the
place in the first place
and get on the bus and get the last 100 metres on the bus. This is about providing people a way to get to the beach where they're not having to drive the entire distance and then get on a bus at the end. Provide an additional way of getting there, make it equitable and make it cheap and make it high frequency and easy to use. And absolutely, if there's a way to put an extra car park in there, then that should be looked at as well. But perhaps there's a way of making that a temporary measure, because I don't believe that a hard surface car park will be used year round. I think it's probably a measure that is used at the high demand times, but it's certainly not going to be used all year round, because plenty of times during the winter when that would be completely unused and it is just a large hard surface car park. I mean, temporary measures like was described yesterday by Mr. Griffin, where you could potentially lease a field and put that on as a temporary car park as an interim measure, perhaps that should be looked at as well. But again, this comes back to the master plan. We need to be providing a multitude of ways of getting to the beach, not just the private car.
Okay. All right, listen, we're going to have to leave it there. That's Alan Dunn there of the Green Park. We have a comment line caller on the line. Mary, good morning to you.
Yes, good morning, Jerry.
You want to talk to us about what Alan Dunn was talking about on options to get to the beach. Is that right?
That's true, yes. I just thought it was the most sensible thing I had heard for quite a while.
Really?
Yes, because I live in Tralee, and I would dearly love to have the option not to drive to many of the local beaches that are not far away. Like, for example, there's Phoenix, there's Banner, and there's one out in Camp as well. And, you know, it makes no sense to spend a half an hour, in some cases, I believe Banner was crazy the other day, with the people queuing to try and get in. And I just think we have to develop public transport, frequent public transport. Even in Tralee, Jerry, I cannot get to the other side of town without using a car. And I just think we have to address this issue very seriously.
And come up with a different way of doing things, or an alternative. You can still use your car if you want, but if you want to go for the bus, then would it work, Mary, do you think, for people who even have cars, who would be just a bit nervous about going into busy beach days and trying to find parking and just get rid of all that hassle for some people?
Oh, I think it would. I think if I remember rightly, Amron said it, that like it is an option, an alternative, and you only need to be stuck in traffic on a warm day a few times, and you surely would start to think about, is there a better way to do this?
Not a pleasant experience. If you saw a load of people getting off a bus walking past you on the way to the beach while you were stuck in traffic or stressing about parking,
you
wouldn't be long thinking maybe there's another way to do it.
I think that's very true. There's nothing like a visual aid, is there?
No, there certainly isn't. Mary, listen, look, thanks for your view. Thanks for getting in touch with us in the programme with your idea in relation to that, your support of that idea. And thanks for giving us a call. That's Mary on the comment line.